Antarctica, a case study of an extreme environment. Antarctica is the world's southernmost continent. It is a land made up of mainly ice. 99% of the continent is covered in ice sheet and is uninhabited aside from a few thousand research scientists. The lowest ever recorded temperatures on Earth have been recorded in Antarctica, at Vostok, Antarctica, where it dropped to nearly minus 89 degrees Celsius. These temperatures make it a truly extreme environment, very dangerous for humans to visit and live. You can also witness the Aurora Australis, or Southern Lights here, and a huge range of wildlife, from emperor penguins, seals, and to whales. The environment is also incredibly sensitive. It can take many hundreds of years for rubbish to decompose because of the extremely low temperatures. And the food chain is also delicate because most of the marine life rely upon krill as their primary source of food. Antarctica is becoming an increasingly popular destination for tourists. Tourist numbers have gone from 9,000 in 1992 to 46,000 in 2007. With over 100 companies being involved, visitors are mainly from rich nations. 39% are American and 15% are British. Few visitors go onto the ice as it is too hazardous. However, there are some very accessible sites and boats tend to stop there. These are honeypot sites and the animals get disturbed from their usual feeding and breeding routines. In addition, many ships have run aground and had accidents, and oil spills are an increasing hazard. Waste from tourist boats is also a problem, and by law ships are required to discharge waste well away from the edges of Antarctica. Antarctica is protected in many ways, but people are concerned that tourism in its increasing numbers could become unsustainable. The International Association of Antarctic Tour Operators is an organisation which rules the companies and tries to be environmentally friendly. It limits boats to 500 passengers, and tourism has to follow the rules of the Antarctic Treaty, which was signed in 1961. Visitors cannot visit sites of special scientific interest, and permits must be obtained to go. The UK also has an Antarctic Act, which was signed in 1994. It makes environmental damage in Antarctica by any British citizen punishable by law.